strips and the amazing scenery you see in your life, you just combine some sort of landscape, because the roles are very similar. You know, you sometimes have something what is in the foreground, something what is in the background, and then the brain of our amazing humans just fills it up that it's a landscape. So, yeah.
Now, how is your Spanish?
Spanish, un poquito, poquito.
Poquito. Well, I'm going to take like a little pause break just to translate.
Yes, por favor.
Everything you say before I forget. I forget. But yeah, like you were saying, bueno, estaba diciendo que ella le gusta mucho pintar paisajes, montañas, porque es donde ella como que tiene su inspiración, de donde ella viene de muchas montañas. Y bueno, le gusta la acuarela, el color. Y pues bueno, dice que siempre puede ser diferente, a veces se basa en una fotografía, pero a veces piensa como que le falta algo o le tiene que añadir algo, entonces pues ya se lo dejan ya usted decide y se puede viajar en esa pintura. Right, like you were saying, like, so how long you been like here in Vancouver, like with you, when you just get back, because you used to be here and then you just get back with a new work, with a new
I was spent the Vancouver time from 2013 to 2020 here, and then I just came back in November with new art, and was trying to have my art in a gallery as well for sale, and just trying to not to push it, but just try to see if I could make some sort of like a side kick with that. And also big part of it would be to do some sort of like art therapy as well, which would be interesting, I think, but that's another level.
That's great. So when you at the art gallery, you are talking about Vancouver art gallery, you have there like a, or you used to?
No, it was like a smaller gallery where you can go there and you can rent a place, you're paying for that. And then you can stay whatever. It's like a monthly rent, and then you pay. It's like bunch of people or like bunch of places you can do that. But it was during the winter time and nothing really sold, and I was looking for a job, so it wasn't really easy. But now the coming show, I shouldn't say that, but the coming exhibition would be in a Shipyards Coffee, which is North Vancouver, Lonsdale Quay, and that is amazing because these people are promoting local artists for free, so you can just have your art there, and you know, if it speaks to someone, he can buy it or they can buy it or not, doesn't matter. You might just make someone, you know, someone's coffee taste even better. So
buy it, like share it, like comment,
yeah,
like
yeah,
kind of
exactly.
And when this is gonna happen, and what this is?
I believe on Friday so far is the day when I'm supposed to be putting up the art, but then it will stay for 6-2.
This Friday is like 12th, May 12th?
I think so, yeah, if you say.
I hope you are aware which day.
Yeah. I don't know what day it is.
Bueno, estaba platicando de aquí de que tiene una exposición, exponiendo algo de su arte en North Vancouver. The name of the place, ¿cómo se llama?
Shipyards Coffee.
Shipyards Coffee. Y este viernes 12 de mayo, al parecer, va a haber una exposición ahí. May 12th, this Friday.
Sí, sí.
It's gonna be some of your show, like exposing there, parte de tu arte. It's gonna be for sale, the kind of, you wanna be there?
It's not gonna be like, you know, opening or anything like that, but you know, people get there, it's like a really traffic, because it's a nice place on its own, so Yeah, I'm gonna be there a couple times, but like I don't know when. So
for the people who wants to know where can find you, see you, where.
Well, they can find me on Instagram.
Website, like something, Instagram, social media.
Yeah, I do have a website as
well. What is your Instagram?
So my website is artlenka.com, and my Instagram is artlenka_lenica, but I'm tagged in all these videos from beautiful Vancouver Hispano show. So muchas gracias por la invitación. So I would say social media or website, and I, you know, of course you can reach me via the direct message on Instagram. So always happy to get more people.
Tiene Instagram y Facebook para los que estén interesados. Arleanca. Lenica. Voy a compartir esta información ahí en las redes sociales. Ya se me olvidó lo que te iba a preguntar. No.
No lo sé.
That's it. No, I have a good question too. No sé. Ya.
No lo sé. ¿Buena pregunta?
Buena pregunta. Sí. How do you become, like, I was about like this art therapy. How do you discover that? ¿Cómo descubres la terapia a través del arte cuando estás pintando? That something, I mean, you decided to do that after you were painting, or you were like, oh, this is therapy, I want to, because that is amazing. It's like some very good therapeutic,
yeah. Well, the reason for that would be that I was in a tough relationship, like so many people were, and then I just started painting, and it really helped me. And then how our brain works is that we release even more emotions, like doing, you know, working with colors and doing all these different shapes, and our brain is processing all these hard emotions, which are even really hard to surface at the moment. So that's the whole story behind art therapy, but like I'm not trained in that field. I tested it on myself and it works. So yeah,
that's great. That yeah, lately I've been listening a lot of like different kind of therapeutics, like the painting is one of them. I heard it's like very kind of work for a lot of people.
It works, yeah.
And that's what I...
Because, you know, sometimes you can have the experience which is super traumatic. It's really, really hard even to think about it for some people. I know a couple friends and they do have that. But if you paint it, that's different. Like, you don't have to talk to me what it is because I don't need to know. It's your stuff, yeah. You know?
Bueno, está diciendo que es muy esto de pintar es terapéutico y de repente pues se halla, ¿no? Cuando están pintando de cosas como que no quieres hablar o algo y lo dices ahí en el lienzo, ¿no? En el, pintando. Pero bueno, vamos a un corte rápidamente. We are going for a commercial. And we're coming back with more of Vancouver Hispano. Arlenka is in the studio. Arlenka, so this Friday you're going to be having some...
It's not confirmed yet, to be honest, but like I would say I will definitely have it on my social media. So, but like from, let's say next week, if anyone is going to take a sea bus, then Shipyard's Coffee is right there, so just stop by.
Nice.
They have a really nice coffee.
I bet. And if in the meantime, if you don't want to wait until Friday, you can check out the Arlenka work, his art, and You can go to Instagram to @Arlenka_Lenica. En Instagram la encuentras como Arlenka, así como se escucha, _Lenica. Para que conozcas un poco más de ella y su arte, y es muy inspira, hace sentir bien, y esa arte terapéutico tienes que saber más de él. Y pero vívelo, regresamos, esto es Vancouver Hispano. Vamos a regresar con más de la música que nos estás pidiendo. Y regresamos.
Thank you. más.
¿Qué tal, amigos? Hoy les traigo
la luz y no ser un espejismo de desierto.
Relájate. Estás escuchando Vancouver Hispano, la 90.1 FM. CESF. Relájate.
Gente es extraña, si tú eres extraño, verás caras feas cuando estés solo. Las chicas son viles, si no eres deseado, ves calles dispares si estás mal. Si eres extraño, te mirarán de todos lados. Siendo extraño, tu nombre será olvidado cuando eres.
De Investigaciones Científicas de España anunció en su web el pasado 14 de mayo el descubrimiento de cantidades de anfetamina, cannabinoides, opiáceos y ácido lisérgico. En dos controles de calidad atmosféricos realizados en Barcelona y Madrid. El estudio también reveló el hallazgo de cocaína en concentraciones entre 29 y 850 picogramas por metro cúbico de aire. Un picograma es una trillonésima parte de un gramo.
Volar, soy eléctrico, ya nos vamos de aquí a volar, porque ya sigue el siguiente show y quiero invitarlo a que se quede a disfrutar, a deleitar. ¿Estás escuchando? De Metal Meltdown con el Dr. Misterio, aquí a través de CJSF. La programación sigue 24 horas. Bueno, mi nombre es, fue y será Alejandro Chapa. Thanks, Lanka, for being here in the show.
Muchas gracias por la invitación.
No, anytime. Remember this, maybe check the website where people can find you. ¿Dónde te pueden encontrar?
Yeah, it's artlanka.com.
Artlanka.com, and be aware, keep an eye open. Maybe it's this Friday is going to be an exhibition. If not, you can go and check it out, the Key Mark.
Key, Lonsdale Key. Like Sibas, everyone calls it like that, so... Yeah,
Shipyards Coffee. Alright, nos vamos. Esto fue todo por hoy. Saludos hasta Texas, hasta el Caribe. Becky Hernández, Jorge Garza, toda la gente que nos está escuchando desde la comunidad de su hogar, desde el trabajo. Gracias por dejarnos entrar a su corazón y a su mente a través del FM. Nos vamos, pero regresaremos pronto. Nos vemos en las redes sociales, nos escuchamos en el FM, recuerde, nos encuentra como Bancor Hispano, nos puede compartir, bloquear, dar un like, repórtenos, usted sabe, nos vamos, pero regresaremos.
Estoy ansioso de veras de llegar pronto a su casa.
Disfrutar. Yeah.